You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Right, and now to our first interview of the day. Earlier this week, we told you that the newly elected Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis had announced his new mayoral committee. We mentioned that some of the old faces were gone, some had moved around, there were some new faces included in the panel, and a bit of a shake-up, but some staying in the portfolios they've been in for some time as well. Just to run you through the 10 portfolios, in case you missed the news on Monday, our Deputy Mayor Eddie Andrews is the new member for Spatial Planning and Environment. Theresa Ace is the new member for Corporate Services. Zahid Badruddin is taking the Water and Waste portfolio. JP Smith stays at Safety and Security. A new face at Community Services and Health, that's Patricia van der Ross. Rob Quintus stays in Transport. Grant Twigg at Urban Management. James Foss at Economic Growth. And the new Finance MEC is Siseko Mbandezi, while the new Minister for Energy and Climate Change was named as Beverly van Rienen. And that is where we want to focus today. We looked at the new names and thought, okay, we need to start talking to these people and finding out who they are and what they are committed to doing in the coming 5 years. And climate change jumped out at us because we're just out of COP26. We've seen countries making all kinds of commitments to move towards cleaner renewable energy sources. But of course, here we sit in South Africa grappling with the challenge of constrained electricity supply, grappling with the apparent ongoing commitment to fossil fuel exploration and all the things that come with it. What can be done at city level to help us move towards a greener, more energy efficient future? So much of this would seem to be something that has to happen at national level, but I'm interested to hear what a city can do. So let's meet our brand new MEC for Energy and Climate Change, Beverly van Rienen, and find out. She is with me on the line, joining us on the virtual couch today. Beverly, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the appointment and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to you, Pippa,
to your
listeners.
New to the portfolio, Beverly, but not new to council. You've been serving in various capacities for several years already, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I started at the council during 1994, so it's been a long time.
Okay.
Been a long time.
Tell us a little bit about your background before we talk about the new portfolio. Can you just give our listeners a sense of who you are and what you've been doing in council all those years?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that I firstly need to just start off by saying that I am I'm a married mother. I have two daughters. I have two grandsons. And, very passionate, of course, about children and love my grandsons dearly. So, in terms of my work, working for the city of Cape Town for all these years, I mean, it's been 3 decades.
Yeah.
And I have been firstly involved in politics from a very young age, and eventually started at the City of Cape Town. And it was back in 1994 where I joined the Kaltura municipality, and I think it was during the Unicity transition period as well. So I was very, very involved during those periods. So I started off at Kaltura municipality, and then it became the Oostenburg municipality. I was then seconded to the political floor, in fact, and that was during the year 2000. And as mentioned, that was the transitional Unicity period. Yeah. So I've also worked for various mayors, Mayor Dan Plato. I was on the political floor during the term and tenure of Helen Ziller when she was the mayor. I was also working for the male committee members for human settlements. Quite a few of them, in fact, until I became a councillor when I joined during 2014. I've made application, was successful, became the ward councillor. Wasn't very long after that when I was the portfolio chairperson for Area North. I then became the portfolio chairperson for Human Settlements.
Okay.
So that is my term during the portfolio years, as well as prior that.
Okay,
so and today I'm the Mayoral Committee Member for NRG, yeah.
So 30 years of service across a variety of platforms. You've obviously got a really in-depth knowledge of how council works and how to get things done, hopefully. Beverly, the new role is quite different, though, from human settlements and from being a ward councillor. What are your key priorities as you take over the new portfolio of energy and climate change?
Yes, I mean, I agree with you. I've been in the city for a long time, and I can assure you, whether I was within energy or not, I mean, with this, in this portfolio or not, I have had my fair share in terms of energy problems.
Okay.
I can assure you.
within
my own ward, and I'm sure, I mean, you will agree with me that I'm almost at the end of my tether, and it's for that reason that I'm actually very pleased that I am within energy. So getting back to the priority areas, and something that I really would like to look at, it's the electricity generation and distribution. And just, I mean, just for everyone to understand, it, obviously, I mean, what we are hoping to achieve is to improve service delivery performance and its output. Then, of course, I mean, we need to speak of a renewable energy. And yeah, ultimately, I mean, we would like to assess the city's renewable energy strategy and the targets. Also, in terms of policy and legislation, I think that it is equally important, I mean, that we align the Directorate's policy agenda with the new administration's objectives. It's important, I mean, I think, I mean, going forward, I mean, that we put pressure on the failing national government to break up Eskom, because this will allow power producers to sell energy through the grid and ensure reliability and sustainability through energy mix intervention. Also, I mean, very importantly, I mean, as you've mentioned, I mean, climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I mean, you know, it needs to be assessed. I mean, and that is the city's climate change strategy and the targets. And then another very important one would be our tariffs and budget. The budget, assessing the budget spend, both the capex and the opex, the capital expenditure as well as the operating expenditure against the SDBOBs. And key service delivery priorities of the new administration. Another one, I think, that is also equally important, the infrastructure maintenance and development. It's important, I mean, that we ensure existing infrastructure works and also exploring opportunities for new, smarter infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You will understand, I mean, the challenges that we are currently faced with in terms of our infrastructure. And then further to that, it's our local and international partnerships.
Okay.
It's important, I mean, that we grow our energy and climate change beyond our borders of Cape Town and South Africa.
But
we have to learn.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. You mentioned something that I think is going to jump out for many of our listeners, which is putting pressure on national government to break up Eskom and allow more people into the mix of electricity generation and distribution. Now, obviously, we are very grateful for the fact that as City of Cape Town customers, we are sometimes able to be spared some of the load shedding burden. One hopes that is going to continue on your watch. Do you want to talk a little bit more about what it takes to keep that going?
You know, I think, I mean, we are being very ambitious as a city, but it's not impossible. I'm pretty sure that we will achieve, I mean, what I am going to say further, I think it's to work progressively towards ending load shedding in Cape Town over time. Mm-hmm. We can achieve, of course, this proper by breaking that Eskom's monopoly, by ensuring that the city is in a position to procure energy directly from IPPs, our independent power producers. Also, what's important is that we invest in our existing infrastructure and developing new, as I've mentioned already, new smart infrastructure. So there are quite a few things, I mean, that I think that we can do. But I think for now, most importantly, it is to ensure that we break Eskom's monopoly so as we can ensure that the city is in a position to procure energy directly from IPPs.
You mentioned the need to spend on maintenance and development of infrastructure. Beverly, obviously I know there's been a lot of concern about the water and sewerage infrastructure, and we've seen the new mayor making it clear that that's a key priority. It was his very first day on the job. He was out inspecting sewerage infrastructure, and he's reported back with promises about reducing the waiting time on sewerage spills, etc. So we know that there's a lot of focus on water infrastructure. What about the electricity infrastructure is your biggest concern? And are you hopeful that the mayor will give you the kind of support that he's clearly sending the way of the water affairs portfolio?
You know, I mean, I think that I strongly agree with you in terms of vandalism and our infrastructure. I think, I mean, Eskom is not just, I mean, they're just failing our communities. And cable theft is a huge problem. You know, I mean, the vandalism in terms of our infrastructure, for argument's sake, just our kiosks. I mean, this is a daily occurrence. And we need to find a way around that, you know. Just yesterday, I mean, I have had an inquiry with regards to vandalism in Manenberg alone. It affects every single person across the city. But yesterday's inquiry was particularly in respect of Manenberg. And as much as it affects everyone, Manenberg, the cost that is being incurred just to attend to the repairs and the replacement of our infrastructure by our Vanguard district amounts to over 2 million rand. And that's just over a period between July and November.
Sure.
It is absolutely bizarre. We need to find a way of getting around that. In fact, I mean, as I mentioned, I am at the end of my tether. Papa, can you imagine the rest of our city?
And the residents who have to live through the continual outages because of it. Yeah.
These rolling blackouts in Cape Town, it is unacceptable. Something that both me and you will agree with me, we can no longer accept.
Beverly, thank you. A very interesting first conversation of what I hope will be many. And we look forward to having continued conversations once the plans are put in place to tackle the issues that you flagged for us today. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon to introduce yourself to the audience. And good luck to you in the new portfolio.
Oh, thank you, Papa. Thank you very much. I actually look forward to more conversations such as these.
So do I.
I'm really, very excited.
Beverly van Rienen, our new MEC for Energy and Climate Change, one of the brand new faces on the Mayoral Committee. We'll do our best to get some of the others on air to introduce them to you in similar fashion in the coming days and weeks. But there is your new MEC for Energy and Climate Change. And I wonder if residents of Manenberg listening to that are nodding in agreement, saying, I feel excited to hear somebody who's passionate about it, or if you're going, I've heard this all before, and I wonder if anything is going to change.